Time now for Sarah's Backstage Pass.
Hi, Carl, and hello to all of our listeners. Tonight, I'm going to talk about three standout films that opened toward the end of Film Fest 919 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina: Mass, Passing, and Spencer. And here's the good news. They are all excellent. Mass is playing in theaters now. It's the story of two couples who meet face to face. One of the couple's son has died as a result of a mass shooting. The other couple are the parents of the shooter, who also died. This is a compelling drama by filmmaker Fran Kranz. Ann Dowd gives a riveting performance. Next up, the film Passing stars Ruth Negga, Tessa Thompson, and Alexander Skarsgård. The film is based on the 1929 novel. It tells the story of an African-American woman who has lied to her husband about her heritage, and she's living the life as a white person.
It's easy for a Negro to pass for white. I'm not sure it'd be so simple for a white person to pass for color.
So you haven't ever thought to?
What?
You ever thought of passing?
No, why should I? Now I have everything I've ever wanted.
The director is Rebecca Hall. This outstanding film is in theaters now and on Netflix November 10th. Lastly, here's the film everyone's talking about, Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart as Princess Lady Diana. This was the closing night film of Film Fest 919. Ooh, the buzz on this film is Kristen Stewart's performance just may win an Academy Award for her outstanding portrayal.
Diana, they can't change. You have to change.
You have to be able to do things you hate.
You hate?
There has to be two of you. There's the real one and the one they take pictures of.
Spencer just opened yesterday in theaters November 5th. Thanks so much for listening in tonight. This is Sarah Knight Adamson, your national film and TV critic for Sarah's Backstage Pass.